Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jay Glazer, do you want to see a three-peat?
No, I'd love to see. I always love seeing greatness. Love it.
Yeah.
Right. And for us to be doing the game at Fox and we get to cover it and witness it and be part of that, absolutely. But, you know, I'm so close with so many people on both these teams. I got a lot of mental health buddies on these teams. And so I kind of look at it like I can't lose. You know, like either way, I'm going to be celebrating somebody. But, yeah, of course, I want to see greatness. I always love seeing that.
And it's something that we've never seen. You've been covering this league for so long. I mean, this is something different, man. Like, we get the opportunity to sit here and witness something that's never been done before. And that's kind of the way I am. Not because we're Kansas City guys or anything like that. I mean, who wouldn't want to see a three-peat other than Philadelphia, right?
And the great thing about sports is you get to tell your grandkids later on in life, hey, I was there, I saw this.
Right.
Or you had to see this, or your kids. You know what I mean? It's really cool. Like I tell my son, Sammy, all the time, you know, different things. You know, obviously he has a lot of cool uncles. But like when Strahan won the, you know, Super Bowl, my son was 5. And I get to tell him, like, Sammy, when your Uncle Michael did this, it's really cool.
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, and your relationship with Strahan does go back a long time.
It's my baby sister.
Yeah, I mean, like how did you guys connect and form that bond?
So it was 1993. I'd already been in the business for like 4 years and hadn't gotten paid. I got a job covering the Giants for this Giants Extra magazine, which paid me for like 2 weeks and then went out of business. Mm-hmm. But I still – or they went Chapter 11, but I still – was able to cover the Giants. And then with that, I got to learn TV, doing New York One TV. And Stray was there. He got drafted, basically replaced Lawrence Taylor. He got bad teeth and a speech impediment, and LT is still on the team. Not a good mix, right?
Right.
So he wasn't exactly the most popular guy. And then for me and the other media guys, I looked at it. I walked in that Giant locker room in 93, and I'm like, man, I don't have the same education as these guys. I have no experience. How could I be different? And one, I'm like, if these guys work 40 hours a week, I'm going to outwork them, not by a little, by a lot. I'll be here 100 hours a week. And the other thing was, again, how can I be different? I thought back then, everybody used their pen as a weapon. And so I'm going to start relationships. I had more in common with these guys than what no one knew at the time also. Like, I was fighting. So I had more in common with these players than I did my fellow reporter. And the crazy part was, again, I was making $9,450 a year. Basically, that was my average for the first 11 years of my career, living in New York City. And I didn't have enough for subway to a bus to Giant Stadium and back every day. And Michael Strahan, sometimes Kurt Menefee, drove me back into the city every single day of my life for 7 years. So I'm like $28,000 in Lincoln Tunnel fare. But
and now congestion pricing.
So this game, two Giants in each of their, no pun intended, I guess, but in each of their own divisions, AFC, NFC, how does Philadelphia's defensive line stop Patrick Mahomes going to go do Patrick Mahomes things? Because that's a dynamite defensive line on Philadelphia.
I don't know the answer to that because who has?
Right.
Hey, you know what? He's kind of doing now, too. It's like Patrick used to hit home runs all game long, right? And just, man, knock you out early. And now it's almost changed. And that's for his greatness. Like when they had Tyreek Hill, all right, everything was deep. And all of a sudden now everything's underneath. And it's almost like, this year is almost like, all right, we got a 12-round fight. We're going to keep it close in the scorecards, and Patrick's going to get you in the 12th round. He's always going to beat you in the 12th round, and we're going to get our hand raised at the end. And I think kind of that's been their approach this year.
Yeah, it has
all
been.
All you care about, that hand getting raised. Doesn't matter if it's 58-0 or, you know, 10-6.
Yeah, but see, I think a lot of people, though, Jay Glazer, are stuck in 2018, and they think the Chiefs aren't where they need to be because they're not scoring 40
they're exactly
a game.
Where they need to be. They're in the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl. No, that's exactly right. Like you hear it all the time. Oh, you know, and I've been on this war path for 2 years now. People telling me Travis Kelce's washed. I see you're drinking something you shouldn't be. You know, Patrick Mahomes just isn't the same quarterback. No, but he's adapted and adjusted to every single team that he's been part of. I think that's the most impressive thing of Patrick Mahomes. You need me to go 50 and 5,000, fine.
Right.
You need me to go 30 and, you know, 2005.
Right.
I can figure it out.
And he has a different mindset. I was talking to him yesterday, too. It's just everything for him is a mindset, and it's different. And, you know, you see athletes now. Here's what I love about Patrick. Being famous ain't the same as being great. Okay? And Travis, too. And too many guys come in this league now, and they're all famous because of social media. And it used to be the only way you got endorsements was to make Pro Bowls. And now that's changed. You don't have guys with that same work ethic. Mm-hmm. And you have Travis Kelce, who plays through every freaking injury, which we don't even know about, right? You have Patrick Mahomes, who plays through every injury. I even said to him yesterday, like, dude, you've never missed a game with a high ankle sprain. That's, you know, that's 3 to 6 weeks for most guys. I missed a game.
Six months for me.
I missed practice. It's a mindset. Those guys have that different mindset
than
most of what comes in the league now.
I'm glad you bring that up. Speaking of mindsets, we hear Andy Reid throughout this playoff run that he's had with Houston and then Buffalo, and then people have asked him, like, what's changed from older Andy Reid to now? And he seems
zero.
Well, he seems like when it comes to the games, everything's slowed down even more. That to me sounds completely dangerous if that's what Andy Reid has seen, because now it's almost like everything is slow motion.
He's seen it all.
Yeah.
But Andy has this thing where he's like, your favorite uncle, you just don't want to disappoint.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a big thing, right? And, like, nothing bothers him. It's like, okay, this guy went down. All right, we'll get this guy. Brett Veach also does such a great – what I think the job that Brett Veach has done is so amazing, because why would anybody do business with the Chiefs?
Right.
And yet he continues – I mean, draft day, trade with Buffalo for Worthy?
Mm-hmm.
If the Chiefs are calling and they're like, hey, we're trying to trade up, I'm trying to knock you off the post here. There's no way I'm trading with you. And he gets him a trade, right? Trading for D-Hop. It's like he continues to do it. I don't think that's talked about enough.
I agree.
Like, why would you do business with the Chiefs? You're trying to knock them off. Don't do anything that's going to help them.
Yeah.
And yet he continues to bring in reinforcements. It's incredible.
You sound like you're listening to us at times, too, because every time they make a trade with Buffalo or whoever, I'm like, why are you even answering the phone?
Right.
Like, when his number pops up.
And by the way, a lot
up,
of people don't, and yet he still is persistent, and he'll get people to make these
moves. So there are people in the league who refuse to do business with the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Name teams. No, I'm kidding. But no, I think that's good to hear, because that's the way I would be. I mean, I'm wearing my Brett Veach Town T-shirt because that's how big a fan I am of him, right?
Like, absolutely.
It's like everybody loves Howie Roseman, and God love him, he's done a nice job. But Brett Veach can just walk around and show rings, and it feels like he's the understudy in all of this.
And he is, instead, he is a lot of the mastermind, too. He's brought it all in.
I want to ask you this, and then I want to ask you something kind of more serious on the backside of this interview. You see this team, you see this dynasty that's been ran by the Kansas City Chiefs. Brett Veach, you mentioned, I think he's the most – a lot of people they hate, like we talked about, they hate these guys. They don't like them because they keep winning, and Brett Veach should be the one guy that you hate the most. But I want to ask you this. After this year, this Kansas City Chiefs team will have movements, they will have different things. Does this sort of thing – continue to keep going?
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's no reason to believe it ever stops, right? At least for the time being?
No, because also the way the people get, and as long as you have Patrick, same thing with Tom. 10 Super Bowls.
Right.
You got Tom, whoever you bring in is going to be much better. And the guys like Tom and Patrick, too, what people don't get also, is how much they help everybody else in there. Like, I remember being at and now I'm proud to have Tom Brady as my teammate. It's really cool. But I never forget, man, I'm at Bucks camp. I see this with my own eyes. They got some, like, practice squad corner. And Tom runs over to him and says, hey, you're doing this and you're tipping this. I need you to do this so I don't see what you're doing. So, and then I was just like, why? He goes, well, if I make him better, that's going to make that receiver he's going against better, which will make us better. And there ain't too many guys like Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes who will go help some practice squad corner who may be there for 2 days and just make them better.
Yeah.
We had Bernie Kosar on today. Had a lot of good things to say about mental health, everything. That really awesome interview, honestly. What about you with ADHD and all that sort of stuff? What do we do with that moving forward?
Yeah, that's why I'm here talking about ADHD awareness. And look, I've been really open about my – I don't call them struggles. Now I kind of call them my superpower. I used to call them struggles. And, you know, I have depression, anxiety, bipolar, ADHD, you name it, I got it. And, you know, for years I created this fake, a version of myself, but it was one that I wouldn't show anybody. And it's funny because, like, I've trained football players. First one was Chief, Jared Allen, 2007, in mixed martial arts. And my whole thing with our football players and fighters, if you were hurt or tired, you will never, ever, ever know. I will never show it. We don't take a stool in between rounds because I'm going to break you. I want to see you where you start. Oh, you put your hands on your hips, now you're screwed. If I hear you go, oh, and you could actually, when you try and break someone, you can hear it. It's like a twig breaking. It's freaking incredible. And I go and talk to teams about that saying, we need that in football and fighting. But it's that same mindset outside that cage or outside those white lines that get people like me to crawl up in a ball in the corner of my room and freaking cry out of nowhere. Or people want to throw themselves off a bridge. So I started talking about it openly. We need to start leaning into each other with this mental health.
Yeah.
So I'm here for ADHD. I will go and talk to these teams. And, like, I was diagnosed in 1989 with ADHD. And back then, no one really knew what it was. And I used to have to go tell my teachers. And I got put on these stimulant drugs, which, for me, were not good. It made my gray a lot darker and a lot more violent. And I pushed away a lot of good people in my life. And so I've tried so many different things. And I finally, you know, I had to find other ways. And when I go talk to these teams about ADHD, I'm like, guys, it's like you're drowning. And if I'm in a three-hour lecture, it's like I'm drowning. And my only breath of fresh air is to disrupt the class. Or to have an outburst, or to leave class early, or do something, which I always get. I'm like, you think I want to get in trouble all the time? And I tell these coaches, we are not capable of sitting in these lectures. It's like we're drowning. You have to understand it. But now I have something to help me in Qelbree. And I actually take it at night, which is the complete opposite of every other pharmaceutical I've taken, which geeks you up. So it's so beautiful that I've been able to talk about this to help other people, but I've been able to get help now that I wouldn't have known was available if I didn't start becoming vulnerable and talk about it. And the ADHD part, I tell parents all the time too, like, listen, your kids, man, we don't want to disrupt the class. We don't want to be grounded. We're just not capable of it. And now we have a drug out there in Qelbree that makes me capable of it.
And I think it's good to talk about because as adults, we start to realize more. Like, I didn't realize until my mid-40s that I deal with some of the same stuff that you're talking about. See somebody, talk to somebody, and how much better you feel by being – it's nothing you need to hide.
No, I don't need to hide it. And I did for years. And, like, for me also, like, how has it become my superpower? I've looked now at my ADHD, my depression, my anxiety. Where have they become my superpower? And if I could weaponize them, then I'm not ashamed by it anymore. Totally different way of thinking for me than it was 4 years ago, man.
flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinking Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.